God to live long. Now here comes the third handpicked. Handpicked by God to be healthy. Why are you emphasizing this handpicked stuff? Because God wants to want you to understand that God is the one who chose you. You didn't choose God. God is the one that chose you. Because God loved you, He handpicked you, knowing that you would say yes to the calling. And because God wants you to be healthy, I've got to keep hammering on this thing time and over again. I just started today showing you in the book of Isaiah 46:4 that God is willing, He has already been carrying you on His back, and He is willing to carry you through until the very last day of your life. That will never change. Never, ever, 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 ever change. One of the most powerful truth about Calvary Cross, I could even call it the side effects of Calvary Cross, is not only that you got saved. The sacrifice of Jesus, in Latin we say vicario, sacrificio vicario. The sacrifice of Christ is so powerful that it will not only cover the salvation of your souls, it will cover the deliverance from poverty status into blessed status. It will also cover healing status. And throughout the scriptures, there are promises after promises after promises that God will care for you to the point that always, every time that you get sick, you'll be right there, ready to deliver you, ready to heal you. And I want to start with Jeremiah 30:17. Powerful reminder that God is interested in your healing. God wants you to be healed. When you came to Christ, it did not mean that you were exempt or immune of sickness. It will come. The point is, we will not give sickness the right to live in our bodies. Now, many of us get caught by the word of our lips. The Bible says, but I will restore you to what? And heal your wounds, declares the Lord. God promises not only to restore the health, but He promised to heal wounds. Some people have external wounds, cuts and bruises. Some people have internal wounds on their bodies, which are tumors and cancers. And some people have wounds on their soul. Whatever kind of wound there may be, God has promised that He's going to restore you back to health. There's no other way around this. God is promising to restore you back to health. And God is promising to heal your wounds. If it comes to that point that no one cares about you, we just finished reading Isaiah. You remember that? 46:4. That God is going to carry you on His back. And if you're all wounded, He's going to restore you back to health. Can I hear an amen here? You know, Sometimes it's frustrating because you're saying something like this, you get the parking lot, somebody says, well, Pastor, my diabetes is getting better bit by bit.
What?
So you're diabetic? Yes! Remain diabetic. What kind of statement is this? Well, I'm not saying, you're the one who's just said it. If God is saying that this is going to restore your health, why are you still claiming diabetes? This is called unbelief. Until we see it, we won't believe. But Jesus said to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen yet. They believed. Folks, you will do yourself a favor if you understand that you have been handpicked by God to be healed. And He's saying that whenever you get sick, He will restore your health. Sometimes people can cause some deep bruises and wound within your heart. Even that, God will restore. You want to see how crazy to get? Brother preacher, give me this thing on the NLT. Same scripture. Watch this. Well, read it with me. I will give. So, if the Lord is saying that He's going to give you back your health, that means somebody lost their health. Is that right? And sometimes we lose our health due to sin in our lives. If that word that I heard had not been picking my brain, I would have gone to bed after service on Sunday night, mad at somebody by their presumptuousness. But thank God for the word. Thank God for the Holy Spirit picking my brain. Sometimes you can lose your health, huh? Due to sin. But if health is gone, the Lord promised, I will give you back your health. Tell somebody, we've got back our health today. God promises to heal your wounds. Wounded people, wounded beasts cannot function properly. If you have a horse, and that horse has a wound in one of its legs, it cannot run. Is that correct? It will not be able to have you on its back and run with you because it's wounded. If you have a pet, a dog, or a cat, it's not going to be able to run and play because it has a wound. The wound has to be healed before life can go back to normal. Is that correct? If that is so with animals, with beasts, it is the same thing with humans. This is why God wants to heal your wounds. God wants to get things back on track. And you know, some of us can get hurt so quick. Come on, toughen up. You are a different breed. You are a peculiar people. You're not supposed to be getting wounded that quick. But sometimes, without even notice, the devil can sneak in and hurt us. God has promised to give you back your health and to heal your wounds. Say amen.
Amen.
So how do I deal with this thing, preacher? Brother Harry, can you give me a Mark 11? Let's start on verse 21. Given the New King James is all right. Mark 11, 21. This thing is on my mind. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. There's a principle here. I want you to read the scripture with me. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Jesus is coming down the street 2 days prior to this incident. And the Bible says he was hungry. And he looked at a fig tree, and there was no figs, but only leaves, because it was night, not time for figs. And the Bible says that Jesus looked at that fig tree and said, may there never man eat fruit out of thee. He cursed the tree. And the disciples are looking, and I can imagine what was going on through their minds. What's wrong with Jesus? I suppose find no fig tree here. I mean, no fig in this tree. It's not time for figs yet. Are you with me here? On the natural, it is so. But you know what? One of the things about Jesus, he's the boss. He does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. He's the one who created the tree. He got the right to curse it. You stay with me, right? Whenever somebody gets affected with a tumor or a disease, in most cases, is a result of our own doing. Are you with me? If somebody is living a promiscuous life, you may catch HIV, whatever the thing is. What's HIV, right? HIV, my Lord. You can catch AIDS, make it simple. If somebody is constantly at McDonald's, you can get a fat liver. Between many other stuff like high blood pressure, all that goodies, bunch of fat around your belly, those diseases is of your own made. I want you to stay with me here. If somebody is a sweet tooth and they don't like to exercise, you're going to overload your pancreas and it can shut down. Your sugar level goes up and the doctor say that you're dating the devil's girlfriend. What? Yeah, you'll be dating the devil's girlfriend. Who is the devil's girlfriend? Miss Diabetes? The devil's name in Greek is Diabolos. He's so ugly, so useless. He couldn't hook up with anybody, so he hooked up with Miss Diabetes. But this is something that you have made. Are you with me so far? What does it got to do with this? Stay with me. Jesus comes. He's hungry. He wants to eat. There's no fruit on the tree because it was not time to have fruit. He looked at the tree and he cursed the tree. When you live a lifestyle that is not very godly, what do you mean not very godly? Eating out every day, and then become fat, and you have high blood pressure, and you have diabetes, and you have heart problem, and you have a fat liver, and you have a pancreas about to shut down. This is your creation. You remember that in the early days, grandmother used to cook every day? Anybody remember that here? Grandma used to cook every day. That hot, savory food that you can't still remember today. And how come we don't do this today? Why do we have to run to McDonald's? Or to Wendy's, or whatever it is, your favorite spot. That disease is a result of your own making. Therefore, you have the right to curse it. Are you with me so far? 2 days ago, Jesus saw that tree that he made, and the tree didn't give him something he wanted. He cursed it out. As a result, 2 days later when they come, Peter look at the tree and he remembers. Say, Master, look! The fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Now it explains to you, helps you to understand why when we are praying for you, we always pray, we curse you out by the root. When I'm praying for you for any disease, I always curse it out by the root. Why? I got authority to do that. You got authority to do that. That disease on your body is not from God. God did not give you sickness. God may have allowed you to be sick as a result of us giving the devil a foothold in our lives. Are you with me so far? And this is why, as Jesus cursed that tree, we can curse the disease in our bodies, and it has to wither away. It has to. It doesn't have any other option. I'm praying, I don't believe it. That's your business. Listen to verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, what does withering a tree has to do with have faith in God? Are you connecting the dots here? What cursing a tree and seeing it wither by the roots within 2 days has to do with have faith in God? Because Jesus knew that we would have things in our bodies at this day and age that needed to wither away. And the way that we're going to get those things withering away from our bodies is by cursing it in the name of Jesus. We need to have the faith that Jesus had to command something to wither away, and it will wither. Now he continues to say, have faith in God. Let's connect the dots now. 23. For I tell you for sure, I say to you. Now I want you to get few words here. If you have a pen and you're marking your Bible, I want you to make a circle around that word. For assuredly I say, circle the word say. For assuredly I say, you've got to use your tongue. Is that right? You've got to say something. I say to you, Jesus is saying to you, whoever says, circle the word says, to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he, circle the word says, will be done. He will have whatever he. You're not connecting the dots here. Did you circle the word say? Say and says. Jesus is saying to you that whenever you say to the tumor, whenever you say to the headache, whenever you say to the diabetes, whenever you say to the high blood pressure, whenever you say to the scab, be removed and have no doubt in your heart about what you're saying, but believe that what you're saying on that very moment will have happen, you will have what you say. I hope you're getting this. I hope you're getting this. You have been handpicked by God to be healed because God gave you a big mouth and the ability to say, to speak your healing into existence. God gave you the power to speak a curse on the root of the sickness bothering you, and it has to wither within 2 days. And when we speak the curse word against the disease, it will wither. When we speak the word against the disease, and do not doubt, you speak the word and then act contrary to the disease, that will show that you're not doubting about what you said. In 2 days, it will happen. Did you say 2 days? Yes. Did you say 2 days? Yes. Brother preacher, can you go back on the scripture here? Go back to Mark 11:15. Let's go one by one. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. 16. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. 17. Then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of thieves. He's spending a lot of energy. Verse 18. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him because of the people were astonished at his teaching. It's a crazy teaching. You're going to talk to a tumor and command it to wither, and it will happen in 2 days?
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 19. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Verse 20. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. In the morning, it was even not 2 days, it was 24 hours. Are you with me here? Put your hand on your belly right now. In the name of Jesus, I command every disease of my pancreas to wither within 24 hours. I curse the root of the sickness. And I command you to dry. Within 24 hours, in the name of Jesus, I command my blood pressure to line up with the Word of God. And whatever is the cause of the disease, I command you to wither. I command you to dry up by the root. Within 24 hours. In the name of Jesus. Next time you pray for yourself or you pray for someone, bind the root cause of the sickness and command it to wither in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? Well, you may ask, what does it got to do with handpicked to be healed? Because God is instructing you how to be healed. A lot of people out there don't know what you're listening to this morning. My doctor told me that you have a doctor, I gotta have one. Otherwise, I'm gonna have the FAA picking on me. time he says, well, your eyes is having, you know, some cataract here, blah, 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 blah. He said, me. Yeah, you have some glaucoma too. I said, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. Right in his office. I place my hand on my eyes. Glaucoma and cataract, I command you to wither by the root in the name of Jesus. Done. Went out and started reading without glass. 6 months later, I go now to check my eyes. He looks at, huh, what have you been doing? I said, what I always do. Something strange here. I said, what is it strange? The glaucoma stopped. And the cataract was reversed. We may get sick. But God is ready to restore us back to health. And the tool that God is giving us is speak to the root cause of the problem and command it to wither, to dry from the roots. Verse 21 is what I just showed you before. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. I'm going to give you a homework. I'm going to give you a homework and I want a testimony next Tuesday. You're going to go home now, and if you are still molested by a disease, you're going to start a systematic cursing experience. Name the disease in the name of Jesus. I curse you out of my body by the root. And I command you to wither within 24 hours. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Stand on your feet. Before I give it to Brother Maurice, I want to pray for you. Final prayer. I want to lead you in a prayer. Pray with me. Father God, help me with my speech.
Help me with my speech.
I want to agree with you.
I want to agree with you.
And with your word.
And with your word.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am saying right now.
To all demons to hear,
for all demons to hear, I agree with the word of God. So in the name of Jesus, I renounce,
I reject,
and I nullify every single negative word spoken against my body, spoken against my life. By folks on the medical field, by myself, by my family, and by friends, I renounce every negative word, every diagnose, I renounce it. I divorce myself from it. And in the name of Jesus, I command right now, the disease to be killed by the root. In the name of Jesus. And I command it to wither. Within 24 hours from now. Just like Jesus did. I'm speaking to the disease. Wither. In the name of Jesus. Within 24 hours. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Brother Maurice, you may be seated.